Toronto. Industry observers say cannabis companies' future regulatory compliance is at stake as a case against three former leaders of Cantrust Holdings Inc. begins. Charges were first laid by the Ontario Securities Commission in June 2021, about 3 years after Cantrust was found to be growing thousands of kilograms of cannabis in unlicensed rooms. The case, the OSC's first court proceeding involving a publicly traded cannabis company, is scheduled to begin at the Ontario Court of Justice in Toronto on Monday. If it ends with a strong ruling in favor of the financial regulator, many believe the case could deter other pot companies from skirting the law. When this whole Cantrust thing came out, it caused a lot of people to pause and stop cutting corners that they were cutting before because they were concerned for what might happen, said Matt Maurer, a partner at Torkin Mains LLP and co-chair of its cannabis law group. If there aren't significant consequences, for Cantrust's former leaders, I could see some companies saying, wow, we just shuffle this here and do that there and we're so much further ahead. What's really going to happen? Just look at Cantrust. The Cantrust case focuses on Peter Ossetto, Eric Paul and Mark Litwin, the company's former chief executive, chairman and vice chairman, who face charges of fraud and of authorizing, permitting or acquiescing in the commission of an offense. Litwin and Paul are also charged with insider trading and Litwin and Ossetto are accused of making a false prospectus and false preliminary prospectus. Neither the OSC nor lawyers for Paul would not comment on the matter. Litwin's lawyer, Scott Fenton, said only that his client maintains that he acted in compliance with all applicable laws and looks forward to establishing his innocence at trial. Frank Addario, Ossetto's lawyer, pointed out his client was hired because of his financial acumen and track record, and said the company was subject to inspections and financial audits that uncovered no material issues. The evidence will show Peter Ossetto behaved legally and with integrity during his time at Cantrust, Addario said in an email. The Securities Commission and Royal Canadian Mounted Police say Litwin, Ossetto and Paul did not disclose to investors that about 50% of the growing space at Cantrust's Pelham, Ont. facility was not licensed by Health Canada. They claim the men used corporate disclosures to assert that they were compliant with regulations. They also allege Litwin and Ossetto signed off on prospectuses used to raise money in the U.S., which stated Cantrust was fully licensed and compliant with regulatory requirements, and that Litwin and Paul traded shares of Cantrust while in possession of material, undisclosed information regarding the unlicensed growing. Ossetto was terminated with cause by Cantrust's board in July 2019, around the same time Paul was ordered to step down. Litwin resigned in March 2021. Though the men moved on to other jobs, Maurer feels there's still pressure on the OSC to prevail in the case because it would send a strong message to the industry. If the allegations are all true and if there are no consequences, what are we doing? He said. What is the point of all these rules, all these requirements, if what is perhaps one of the most flagrant violations just results in no consequences? Ossetto, Litwin and Paul already saw some of the claims against them dropped in May, when the OSC withdrew charges linked to making false or misleading statements through press releases. Cantrust, which was renamed Fina Holdings Inc. in May, was delisted from the Toronto Stock Exchange and filed for creditor protection after the unlicensed growing rooms were found. It has since been working to stage a comeback and exited creditor protection in March, after receiving $17 million in financing from a subsidiary of Netherlands-based private equity investment firm Kenzal BV. Jeffrey Zietlow, Fina's chief commercial officer, said his company has no interest in the matters before the court because it was not charged and the leaders involved have since departed. While Jacqueline Pejota, an advisor with the Retail Cannabis Council of Canada, agreed with Maurer that the case could be a litmus test for how seriously regulations are enforced, she doesn't expect it to weigh on consumers' purchasing decisions. She believes most people wouldn't realize Fina as the company behind the Astora, Leave, SYNR, G and Escape brands or even realize the company was renamed. I don't think there will be a knockdown effect. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 16, 2022. Tara Deschamps, The Canadian Press.